The studios are beautiful. They offer amazing views of the city. And also offering an amazing view of the city is my next guest. Tony Romano, have we ever met in person?
We've met several times at Litfest, Taylor.
Yeah, through Liz Taylor. Litfest is such a nightmare sometimes. Were you there this year?
No, I was. Happened to be in Italy this year. I was on the schedule, but I had to tell them I couldn't make it.
Litfest is so chaotic. So you should have been there talking about your latest book, Where My Body Ends and the World Begins, a novel that is sort of takes off from the terrifying Our Lady of Angels fire. But Tony Romano is a very accomplished writer. You were born in Italy, weren't you, Tony?
Yeah, in Fajaccio, right near Naples.
But came here at a very early age.
Yeah, my dad came here when he was 37 years old. He didn't know a word of English, and he established himself and then sent for me, my brother, and my mom.
You must, in many ways, I don't know if you think of those days, and you know, with us, certainly with all the immigration crises going on now, but you must think of yourself as being unbelievably lucky to have come here. And I mean by here, I mean especially Chicago, because your work is so infused with your memories of and feelings about Chicago. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm constantly wondering who I would be if we didn't come here. What would I be doing? I'd probably be some kind of farmer. And uncertainty is a perfect frame of mind for a writer.
Yeah. Now, you did not start out. I mean, what I'm always curious about, you have three books so far, two novels and one a kind of, you know, the second one is kind of a collection of short stories that has the feel of a novel. When did you start writing seriously? Because your first books were published around 2007.
Yeah, I was a student at Northeastern. I was going for my master's, and I needed to write a thesis. And then I just happened to be talking to someone who said, well, you can write a collection of short stories instead. And that didn't take long for me to change directions. So I had a teacher there, Tom Bracken, who was, he never gave you a lot of praise for your stories, but he took them seriously. And so I think since he took them seriously, I started to do the same.
Did you find writing easy? I mean, there are many. Writing is not, and I will tell, and you and I will both tell people out there that writing a novel is, or a short story, is not as easy as many people may think it is, because you have to look inside yourself. Did you find it easy, Tony Romano?
I don't know anyone who thinks it's easy, but I'm not one of those people. It's one of the toughest things, but it's so satisfying. It's just the total immersion. When you're in the middle of a novel, you just walk around and you're wondering what's going to happen next. And it's a satisfying way to live, because everything becomes fodder for the novel. But I would never call it easy, no.
Well, you know, maybe James Patterson thinks of it as easy. Maybe someone like James Patterson, who seems to turn out like 8 books a year with a bunch of collaborators, maybe he thinks it's very interesting. You had a career apart from writing, have you not? You were a teacher.
Yeah, I taught high school at William Friend High School for 32 years, and now I'm at Harper College.
What are you teaching at Harper?
English. I'm teaching English. I have two main classes, a 60s class and a Beatles class. So it's a lot of fun.
How fun. You and I were roughly, I think you may be a little younger, but we both grew up in a city and at a time where life was relatively, there was some freedom involved, where your mom, you could say, I'm going out, Mom, and all your mother would say is be home before it gets dark, and would let you go across the street. That really informs your fiction, especially Where My Body Ends and the World Begins, because I have vivid, vivid memories of Our Lady of Angels fire, and that sort of shell-shocked the city, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a war zone at the time, and you're right, shell-shocked for many, many years. And the book is set 9 years later.
Right.
People are still reeling, and it's about a particular family, and they're still trying to come to terms with
the well, especially the kid in the family, especially the kid in the family. You know, the young man Anthony, who was sort of, in a way, this is a, you know, what impressed me about this novel so much, Tony Romano, is it. You know, I began it and started and thought of it as a kind of coming of age story, but it's also kind of like a detective story, and it's a mystery story, and it's kind of a family. It's a family coming of age too. Don't am I making too much of that, Tony?
No, not at all. When people ask me what it's about, I have a hard time being succinct, because it is about all those things, and it's about grief and survival and kindness. I mean, one of the characters, Mary Ann, she wants to help this Anthony, but, you know, what's the best way to help him? She's not sure, he's not sure.
Well, and there's also a cop who I'm not giving too much anything away. I don't want to do that. There is a cop who is suspicious that Anthony may have played a part in that horrible tragedy that, if you remember, in December 1958, Lady of Angels School in Chicago, 92 kids died in that fire. And this cop has some feelings that Anthony may have been involved, doesn't he?
Yeah, and that fuels some of the mystery that you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And that comes out right away, so you're not ruining any of that. Oh, I mean, he has the first line, the cop in the first line.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how do you think, in some ways, Tony Romano, that you might have been a born storyteller? Because you were certainly adept at it. You have three books under your belt now. I'm sure you're writing or working on another one, or certainly working on a short story. Do you think you're a natural? Is storytelling run in your family?
Well, my parents, as immigrants, they only wanted to provide, so they never told us any stories.
Yeah.
And I think that might be why I'm inclined to tell stories. When I was like 6 or 7, we had this, you're asking if I'm a natural storyteller.
If you think you are. I don't know if there is any such thing as a natural storyteller. Maybe yeah. Shakespeare, but do you think you are? Because it does seem to, I know it's hard to do, but you've got a real flow and a very distinctive voice, and I think that's something that has to be almost innate.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, but I do have one story I like to tell. When I was 6 or 7, we had this stove in our kitchen, and there was this button. It was almost like a pin, and you pressed it. I can still remember how the spring behind this pin, and you would press it, and nothing would happen. And you would press it again, and nothing would happen. And so I would create this story that when I pressed it, that the whole world outside had changed. And when I pressed it again,
wow,
the world went back to normal. So one day I kind of forgot where I was. I didn't know if I had changed the world. So I went outside, and it was this bright day with low clouds. And I happened to see this substance on the ground. It must have been flour. And I thought the sky was falling, the clouds were falling. So I thought I had created this. So I ran back inside and I pressed the button, and I made the world normal again.
Wow. Well, at least you're a kid with a good imagination, Tony Romano. Hang on for me, Tony, through the news, and we'll continue on talking a little more specifically about Where My Body Ends and The World Begins and the precarious world of contemporary publishing. We'll be right back. Have some more time with Tony Romano, the author of three books so far: When the World Was Young, a novel; If You Eat, You Never Die, a gathering of stories that kind of has the feel of a novel; and the one that I have just finished, Where My Body Ends and the World Begins, which is it's a lot of things, Tony, as we were saying before. It is a lot of things. When you were first published in book form, how empowering was that for you as a writer? I know you'd done essays before, and some of your short stories had won prizes, but seeing your work between covers is something extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it kind of just takes your breath away. Just to be able to present that to my parents,
yeah,
even though they didn't value books, was quite a thrill.
Well, your parents,
the second book. The second book, If You Eat, You Never Die, is something my dad used to say all the time. So to be able to present that to him was a thrill.
How do you find the first two books were published roughly a decade ago between books? How have you watched Printers Row, Lit Fest aside? The publishing business has gotten kind of nutty in the last 10 years, has it not?
Yeah, it's pretty much with the collapse of the economy in 2008, where publishers aren't willing to take a chance on nurturing a writer.
Yeah.
They're looking for the blockbuster.
Did you feel lucky to find a publisher? I mean, Where My Body Ends and the World Begins, you know, your first two books were HarperCollins books, and this certainly should have been one, too. It didn't discourage you, did it? Because you're a writer, and writers want to be published, and any publisher will do, yes?
Yeah, what I liked about this is I'm a Chicago guy, and it's a Chicago story, and this is a Chicago publisher, Allium.
Yeah.
And she was one of the best editors I've ever worked with, Emily Victorson.
Yeah, I ran into her at some kind of a Cliff Dwellers gathering, some kind of literary gathering, where she was just raving about you. And you have to, in this book business, become your kind of own merchandising and promotion outfit, don't you? You have a great, I think it is a great website.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you do have to push it, and that's not my personality. I was always painfully shy as a kid, and I think that's one of the reasons I went into teaching to deal with that. And so I'm fine in front of a group, but I'm still on the shy side, and I'm not the best salesperson. So
well, I gotta tell
you, have to do.
Wait a minute, I gotta tell you if you go to Tony's website, Tony. RomanoAuthor.com, you will see a 4-minute long video called On Writer's Block. Tony, I think you must have had a ball making that, did you not?
Yeah, I did, and it's my nephew at the end there. So
the nephew who you pay the money to for advice about how to get out of writer's block, and it has you in a tree, it has you on a scooter, it has you paying this cute little kid for some advice. You do like reading your own stuff, do you not?
Yeah, I do. I've enjoyed especially reading from this book for the last 6 months or so. And I was never a really good reader, so I've practiced a lot, and I worked at it.
What are you working on now?
I actually wrote a screenplay for the book.
Oh, that's...
My daughter's out in California, and so she read it, and she gave me a lot of good tips.
Is she in the movie business?
Yeah, she's working as a screenwriter. She's just starting out, and she's just close to making a breakthrough.
Wow, that's great. That's great. You have another child, too, do you not?
Yeah, three daughters altogether. Yeah.
What do the other two do? Are they in some sensible business rather than the movie business?
Nothing that makes a lot of money. One's in musical theater, and the other one writes for College of DuPage. So all in some kind of artistic endeavor.
Well, that's all your fault, Tony Romano. You know that, don't you? You know that.
Yeah,
are you gonna? You're not gonna be appearing anywhere soon, are you? For Where My Body Ends and the World Begins.
No, nothing on the schedule.
That's too bad because
busy 6 months. But
well, what I really recommend you folks doing is going to Tony's website. Part of it is a blog. He's got some essays and stories, but these videos. You know, you do reading part of the first chapter of When the World Was Young. There's a video and a read in that. And it's charming. It's Tony Romano, author.com. Tony, one day I want to meet you apart from LitFest where I can't even. it's too chaotic there for me. Do you enjoy LitFest? I know you weren't there this year, but do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I really do. I'm usually a moderator. And
yeah.
Now that this book came out, I was looking forward to being on the other side of the table. But this trip for Italy, it was the only week we could get everybody together to go. So.
Well, that's crazy. If there's a choice between Italy and Printers Row Lit Fest, I'd go for Italy. Tony, I can't wait to meet you one of these days face-to-face where you can sit around and talk about the joys and troubles of writing his latest book. I have already ordered the previous two after reading this one, Where My Body Ends and the World Begins. You are a strong, and your narrative drive is really something, and it's so Chicago. I don't know what more to say. Tony, you're a credit to this literary scene, and this literary scene is an active one.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, Rick.
No trouble. I can't wait to buy you a drink sometime.
I look forward to that.
Me too. Me too, Tony. Take care, and great success, and keep writing. That's all I can say. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank
all right.
You.
Take care. See ya.